This laborer cashed the check.
It was a relatively small job. It should have been in and out.
But his labor was lacking.
Did you ever go back to work?
No, ma'am, I did not.
So you stole his money. He hired detectives to find you.
Did he return only to create trouble?
My vehicle was damaged, and his initials are carved into it multiple times.
Why would I carve my initials in something?
Because you're a dishonest moron.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Casey Hutchins is suing James King for the return of money he paid James to stucco his house and for vandalizing his property.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 13 on the calendar, matter Hutchins versus King.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Hutchins, you hired the defendant to do a relatively small job in your house.
Yes, that's correct.
What was the job?
It was to replace stucco surrounding the windows that I was having replaced on the front exterior of my house.
You having the windows replaced, the front of the house is all stucco?
That's correct.
So you needed someone to match the stucco after the windows were put in?
Correct.
Do you have a photograph of the front of the house?
I have a photograph from the inside, and I also have a...
Do you have a photograph of the outside of the house?
I do, in a text.
Great. I'd like to see it.
Okay, that's the outside around the windows. And here's the picture of the from the inside.
Okay. And he was hired to perform the job on May 9th. You acknowledge that, sir. Is that
yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
Okay. How much did you charge him?
It was about a year ago, I believe. It was about $400 to $500. Should have been in and out, which is why it was so cheap.
It was $450, and I have a copy of the contract.
Okay. I'd like to see the contract. What kind of work do you regularly do, Mr. King?
I installed doors and windows.
But you weren't installing these doors and windows. You just were doing the stucco work.
Yes, ma'am.
Very straightforward contract.
Fairly simple, yes, ma'am.
Cost for labor and materials, total is $450. Half of that cost, $225, is to be paid on Tuesday, May 9th, up front.
Yes, ma'am.
$225. The remaining balance of $225 will be paid upon completion of the job on May 10th, right? That's
yes, ma'am.
What you signed. Did you start the job on May 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you complete the job on May 10th?
No, job actually drug out. I was there for...
The answer is you did not complete the job pursuant to the contract on May 10th.
Correct.
Now you're going to explain why. Did you show up on May 10th?
I believe I did, yes, ma'am.
He did not.
That would be a no. You didn't.
Okay.
Did you show up on May 11th? Is not an answer.
All right.
Did you show up on May 11th?
It was a year ago, as far as I know.
Well,
let me suggest
this to you, Mr. King.
All right.
The plaintiff paid you $225.
Yes.
Plus 84 materials. Plus 84 materials.
I don't care. Plaintiff paid you $225. You contracted to complete the job in one day, which is why he hired you. He wanted the job completed. So if you didn't show up, absent some extreme emergency...
I believe my truck did break down, ma'am.
Well, now you seem to remember. If your truck broke down, take an Uber.
With my tools?
With your everything.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Actually... You're everything.
All right.
Because right now he's had his windows put in and his house is exposed. Because you say in the contract that you signed, two front windows have been replaced and some stucco removed. I, James King, am sealing and replacing the stucco. Sealing. That means that there was posted.
Sealing the windows. Yes, ma'am.
So it was a timed project. And you're goofing off because of something else negatively impacted that. So that when you're here a year later, I would remember what it was. I would sit down and I would say, what's your first name, James? I would say, Jim. What was it that prevented me from finishing that job? Are you married?
No, ma'am.
You live with anybody?
Yes, my girlfriend.
You have any children?
Nope.
So is my girlfriend in the hospital? You have living parents?
Yeah.
One of my parents in the hospital?
Nope.
Truck last issues. Year, no. Wasn't one of my parents in the hospital? Was I in the hospital? Did I break a finger? Did I break a toe? Did I have a kidney infection? Something else? No, it wasn't that. What could it have been that prevented me from going to finish that job? Then I might look on the Weather Channel and Weather Google, and I would say, well, was there a blizzard, a hailstorm, a snowstorm, something else that prevented me from going? So I'm ruling out all the things that would have been perfectly reasonable for you to say to me, I couldn't go because of my kidney stone. I couldn't go because of it was hailing rain and locusts that day, so I couldn't paint the front of the house. But to say, I don't remember, and I think my truck broke down, is not an excuse on a time job. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
So he gets his money back. Now, you also used $88 of materials. Did you end up using the materials?
I never received anything from him.
Just a second. So he kept the materials. So we have $225 plus $88.
I bought the materials. Materials was left at the job.
$225 plus $88 equals $313. Now, how many years have you been in business?
I'd say, 10 years now then?
All right. You still have the same girlfriend? Oh, it's not an answer.
We've been together about a year. I met her after this job.
So this is a different girlfriend?
At that time, I didn't have a girlfriend.
Fine. So when you found this girlfriend, did you move in with her?
No, we got our own separate place.
Do you have the same telephone number?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Why not?
Just change numbers.
Why?
Changed carriers.
I'm asking you that question because he was trying to find you to serve you. Because this whole thing, which amounts to $313, was for Mr. Hutchins a matter of principle. So he, according to his complaint, hired detectives to find you. He was so infuriated at your lack of any sort of performance that he spent money to hire detectives to find you. Instead of just saying, listen, I lost $300, I'll know better for next time. He doggedly pursued you by hiring people to find you.
Okay.
Now, did you ever go back to work? Is not an answer.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Why not?
The truck was broke down. I went there.
So you stole his money?
No, ma'am. I did buy the material. Everything that I got paid on, that was material money. That was it.
No, that's baloney. That's baloney.
I don't believe so.
Oh, well, I don't care what you believe. What you believe is irrelevant to me. I would never use you. What's your first name? James King? I would never use you for anything in construction. Ever.
A lot of the companies I work for, they continue to use me.
Just a second. Totally irresponsible. Totally irresponsible.
Okay.
Good for you. I'm glad you pursued him.
Well, thank you.
Got it? $313.
Yes, I have.
Plaintiff.
Additional expenses. Also, he vandalized my property.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Just a second. Tell me about that, Mr. Hutchins. Now, you say he vandalized your property. That
yes.
I'm prepared to hear.
Okay. I had filed a complaint with the Contractor State Licensing Board.
When did you do that?
I initially did it online in late May after I had hired the other companies.
In late May.
Because they needed to know how much additional.
Don't tell me what they needed to know.
Okay.
You filed a complaint against him.
Yes.
In May of 2017.
Yes.
On what date, Mr. King, were you notified by the agency that there had been a complaint filed against you?
I got something in the mail, I would say about 3 months ago.
3 months ago. So that would be in late 2017.
Roughly, yes, ma'am.
I want you to think. You weren't coming
Nobody
to a beach.
Nobody ever contacted me.
You weren't coming to a beach party today. On what date were you notified by the agency that there was a complaint against you? Month and year. If you can't give it to me, I'm going to let you go outside and you can bring up a copy of the letter. He'll bring up a copy of the letter.
All right.
Now, in what month and year did you get a copy of or notification that a complaint had been filed against you?
I'd say I probably got served January at the beginning of this year.
January of 2018?
Yes, ma'am, that I've summoned for a court date.
A summons for a court date for this case?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not talking about this case. I'm not talking about this small claims case. I'm talking about, Mr. King, you've been doing this work for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you said. That's how you make a living. He filed a complaint against you. Name of the agency?
Contractor State License Board.
Contractor State License Board.
Yes, ma'am.
When were you notified by the Contractor State License Board?
I was never notified by them.
Never?
Never notified by them.
So you never You never received any notification that there had been a complaint against you.
No.
Do you have a copy of that letter?
I have a copy of their conclusion.
May I see it, please?
Yes.
Let me read you this letter.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Casey Hutchins, we wish to take this opportunity to notify you of the disposition of your complaint. After thorough investigation of your complaint, our investigation report has been forwarded to the district attorney's office with a recommendation for criminal prosecution for contracting without a license.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's been nationally exposed and internationally exposed to probably 50 million people as a dishonest moron.
Sure.
Who carves his own initials in to vandalize property.
I guess.
And later today.
You didn't say to her when you said, can I use your ID?
But I was passed out drunk.
Well, that's not my fault. That's not her fault.
Well, if she's my friend. She's supposed to care about me.
Ugh. I didn't think that they thought that way in Minnesota.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Casey Hutchins says James King never finished a stucco job at his home and then vandalized his property.
So, of course, you weren't notified because you don't have a license.
That wasn't the question.
Just a second. Of course, you weren't notified because you don't have a license. So, when I said before I wouldn't hire you to do anything, there's a reason for that.
All right.
Yeah. Now, he received his first notice, he said, of a small claims summons and complaint that you had filed sometime in January of this year. On what date was your property vandalized?
It was November 6th.
November?
6th of 2017. And I had received that letter November 4th. It's dated October 31st.
What information had you given them about him?
I had given him his name and the information I had from the phone number. I gave him a copy of the text, the contract, as well as I subpoenaed the bank for one of the checks that he cashed to try to get his address, and I gave him that information as well.
You ever contacted by the district attorney's office?
No, ma'am.
Interesting.
How, after 2 days, was I able to go vandalize a property? And if so, they sent me something in 2 days, and I was able to go do that?
How? First of all, I don't answer questions. But if I were to answer your question, this is what I would say. I would say that they conducted an investigation from the time he filed the complaint in May until they responded to his investigation after they conducted an investigation, which in my judgment would have involved notification to you, asking you for a copy of your license. Where do you work? Where do you do other things? So that's an investigation. Now, between May of 2017, when you had this work done by another company,
yes,
and November of 2017, so that's June, July, August, September, and October, 5 months, right. Was any of your property vandalized?
No.
No. It wasn't until after you received this letter, dated October 31st, that refers him to the district attorney's office that you found your property vandalized.
That's correct.
May I see pictures of the vandalized property?
I have no reason to vandalize.
Just a second. It's not your turn to speak.
Yes, ma'am. My vehicle was damaged and his initials are carved into it multiple times, as well as I have two sculptures in the front of my property which are damaged.
Just a second. I'm looking.
All right. Well, I mean, why would I carve my initials in something? This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Why? Because you're a moron. Because you're a dishonest moron. That's the reason.
Because
you're a dishonest moron. Because what do you have to lose? You have no wife. You have no kids. You have no expenses. Your truck is broken down. You have no license. You're a ne'er-do-well. So what do you have to lose? So you got
freedom.
You got a big blank you by carving your initials. And what are they going to do to me? They're not going to be able to prove that I did it. Because that would make you a moron.
How about initials?
That would make you a moron.
Yes, ma'am.
I also found out he has a criminal record as well.
Just a second. I'm looking at this.
Sure.
He's got enough trouble. He's been nationally exposed and internationally exposed to probably 50 million people as a dishonest moron.
Sure.
Who carves his own initials in to vandalize property.
I guess. Well, if that's how you put it.
All right. Do you have bills for all of this stuff?
I do.
What do they amount to?
Can I see?
Just tell me what they amount to.
$1,622.02. $1,622.02.
Can I see those pictures?
Sure.
I mean, because this is the first time I'm seeing it.
No, it's the second time, actually, that you're seeing it.
No, ma'am.
judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Truck broke down.
It's been exceptionally frustrating. I even offered to pick him up when his truck broke down, or so he says.
I did do work there, yes, sir.
It's a picture of him looking smug.
First time I'm hearing about any vandalism.
You know, that same day that I noticed the vandalism. It's quite suspicious.
I'm not a kid like that, and it's not something I would do.
Well, I'm glad I was able to get most of my expenses back.
I was never caught.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tiono versus Oscar. Step forward.
24-year-old Mercedes Tiono is suing her former friend, 24-year-old Noren Oscar, for hotel charges incurred when a drunken Noren smoked in a room and raided the minibar.
Miss Oscar, we're going to start with you because you were having a birthday party.
Yes.
And you have a boyfriend?
No.
You didn't. But you decided to rent a hotel room to celebrate your birthday.
Yes.
You and friends, therefore.
Yeah.
How many friends?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You owe her $497.90 if that's what was charged on her credit card. Because it was your responsibility. You asked her to do you a favor.
Whatever. But her husband took a bottle, and I have proof that he did.
Who cares?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
24-year-old Mercedes Tiono is suing her former friend, 24-year-old Noren Oscar, for hotel charges incurred when a drunken Noren smoked in a room and raided the minibar.
You decided to rent a hotel room to celebrate your birthday.
Yes.
You and friends, therefore.
Yeah.
How many friends?
Four.
This was one of them?
Yes, this was my best
friend. This
is my other best friend.
And she was there?
Yes.
When you rented the room, you used your credit card.
Yes, it was prepaid.
It was prepaid. So the room was prepaid. But when you got there, as most often happens when you have a prepaid room, they want an identification and they want a credit card to make sure that if you do any damage to the room or to room service or eat from the minibar or anything else, that that's covered.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you didn't have with you an ID card or a credit card.
Yes, I didn't.
Now, how old are you?
I just turned 24 in January.
Well, a 24-year-old, if they rented a room online, would know that you need a credit card in order. How did you pay for the room?
With my debit card. And my friend, the reason why I couldn't use my card for incidentals is because I didn't.
I didn't ask you for a reason. I said, how did you pay for the room?
With my debit card.
Do you have a credit card?
Yes.
That's either a yes or a no. What kind of credit card do you have?
I don't have a credit card. I have a debit card.
The answer is you don't have a credit card.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the same thing.
Is it that they wouldn't accept your debit card?
No, it was prepaid. I just needed an ID to match the debit card for incidentals, and I didn't have my ID.
Whatever you didn't have what was necessary to secure the extras to the room.
Yeah.
If you had it, the ID, you would have used yours.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. So you asked your friend, who is the plaintiff, to use her ID and her credit card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The bill for what everybody did or what anybody did in the room was $497.90. That's what she's suing you for. She said you just asked her to use hers because you didn't have yours, right?
Yeah, but she, basically offered.
Not basically.
Yeah.
That's a filler word.
Well, I was really desperate because I didn't have my ID.
Why you asked her to use her ID and her credit card.
Yes, and I was supposed to check in at 3, and I was already 8 o'clock, so she, willingly came and put her card on file, and
Just a second, Miss Oscar. You owe her $497.90 if that's what was charged on her credit card, because it was your responsibility. You asked her to do you a favor.
But her husband took a bottle, and I have proof that he did.
Who cares? You didn't say to her when you said, can I use your ID?
But I was passed out drunk.
Well, that's not my fault. That's not her fault.
Well, she's my friend. She's supposed to care about me.
Ugh. You live in San Francisco?
No, I live in Minnesota.
I didn't think that they thought that way in Minnesota. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $497. We're done. Thank you.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You want to tell me why you repossessed the car?
She reported it as an unauthorized transaction.
Did you cancel the payments?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Next, Judge Judy.
She got a smoking fee for smoking in the room, and then she got a fee for drinking all the drinks and the snacks in the hotel room.
Well, I was passed out drunk.
Well, the drinks that I bought her were from the bar downstairs.
We're not friends anymore, obviously.
Oh, I'm not friends with her anymore, and her witness wasn't even there.
I love my mom, but we get along better when I don't live with her.
Her mom kicked her out.
Her new living situation quickly went to pot.
I told her not to smoke weed in the house. She's like, I can smoke weed in here if I want to.
And their battle got noisy.
She grabbed my speaker. She just bashed me in the head with it.
She screamed that I attacked her, and then the cops came. And she left my son and I homeless.
We'll go back to your mother and try to be nicer to her.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Paula Lopez Olivo is suing her former roommate, Lisette Fajardo, for the return of rent and security deposit, moving expenses, and storage fees.
Order. All rise.
Case number 9 on the calendar in the matter of Lopez Olivo versus Fajardo. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Olivo, how do you know the defendant?
We used to work together.
Before you moved in together, where were you living?
I was living with my mom.
Prior to living with your mother, you were living with your boyfriend.
Correct.
How long were you living with your boyfriend?
About a year and a half.
And when did you break up with him?
We broke up like in August.
You have a child?
I do. I have a 9-year-old son.
And the boyfriend is not that child's father?
No.
You were living with the child and the boyfriend?
Correct.
When you were living with the boyfriend, how many times were the police called?
None.
Did you ever tell anyone that he was abusive?
No.
Tell me why you left.
We just broke up. It wasn't working out, and we broke up.
You moved in with the defendant when?
January 5th.
That's incorrect. She moved in with me at my parents' house in December because her mom kicked her out.
That correct?
No, I was...
Easy enough. 2 phone calls. Did you ever stay with your child at the defendant's house?
I did.
From when to when?
I think it was the week of Christmas.
Any particular reason you moved out of your mother's house prior to moving into this apartment, which was scheduled for January, Christmas week?
Right. We just weren't getting along and...
Okay. Yeah. So you weren't getting along. Moved in January. You moved out in April.
Yes.
You moved out in April. According to the defendant, it wasn't working out. You were not on the lease.
I was an occupant. That's
you were allowed to be there, but you were not a signatory to the lease.
Right.
And there came a time when the defendant changed the locks on the door.
That's correct.
Had you ever, during the course of your living with the defendant, given a key to the apartment to your ex-boyfriend?
Never.
Did he ever enter the apartment with your key? Is not an answer. Did he ever enter the apartment with your key, with your permission?
No.
That's incorrect.
Right. Did your ex-boyfriend ever enter the apartment with your permission, with your key?
No.
Go.
Yeah, he definitely came in. It was her birthday. This is just one of the incidents. It was more than one time. I was at home. My dog was sick, so I was getting ready to take her to the hospital. And somebody starts opening the front door, and it's him. And
was that the first time he let himself into the apartment?
No.
How many times prior to that had he let himself into the apartment with the key?
Quite a few times, maybe about like 5 times.
Did you ever?
That I knew of.
Did you ever discuss it with her?
Yes. I would text her and she would ignore my text messages about it.
Was that during the month of March?
Yes.
Did your mother like the boyfriend?
I mean, she doesn't really care.
Do you understand, Ms. Olivo? You know, I know you have a sweet face and you think that maybe your mother believed you, maybe Bird would believe you. I don't believe you. Do you understand? So we're going to start again.
Okay.
How many times did your boyfriend come into the house?
Yeah, he never let himself in.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Because now we had an ex-boyfriend that we weren't getting along. Then you move back in with your mom, and all of a sudden you're living on your own, and the boyfriend is back in the apartment. That's what the argument was about with her. And her statement suggests that you had at some point confided in her that the ex-boyfriend had been abusive to you.
He actually put hands on her in the apartment and I heard everything. He took off before I actually saw him, but she was crying and we had already been arguing. We've gone to many altercations before.
What were the altercations about?
Actually, one day my dad was going to come over and I told her, can you not smoke, because she smokes weed. I told her not to smoke weed in the house because my dad was coming over and to be respectful. And she's like, well, this is my house too. I can smoke weed in here if I want to. I was like, wow, okay. So it's just, that's just an example, just being disrespectful to me.
I got it. Okay. Now, are you still living in the apartment?
Yes.
And she put down the security deposit for the apartment, correct?
Yes, we split the move-in costs.
Just a second. I just want to know if she put down the security deposit, the cash. Whose cash was the security deposit? Notice I'm believing you so far.
Yes. From the beginning, it was her, but I paid her half of the security deposit.
You mean over the course?
I paid her back.
Over the course of January, February, and March?
In February, I think it was February that I ended up paying everything back to her.
Did you pay her in check or cash?
It was through Cash App.
Cash App.
It's an application on your phone where you can just send money back and forth.
How much was the total security deposit?
I'm not sure. I never saw the lease at all.
You gave her the money?
I gave her $4,000 because I knew she owed $4,400 to move in.
And how much was the rent on the apartment?
$2,225.
And how much were you supposed to pay?
$1,190.
Do you have children?
No.
So you were two people, she was one, but your share of the rent was $1,190, correct?
Yes.
So you have your 9-year-old and occasionally the boyfriend.
He would stay the night when my son would be with his dad.
Rent is $1,190. You were there in January, February, March, and April. How much do you think she owes you?
Well, I want moving expenses paid.
Just a second. What moving expenses?
When I moved out of the apartment.
You're not getting those. What else?
I want my last month's rent.
Just a second. Which last month's rent? The month of what?
Well, I paid first and last month's to move in.
The last month's rent, you paid first and last.
Right, and a security deposit. She said that I had to pay more for the security deposit because I had a son and he was going to ruin things.
So, is that what you agreed to?
I paid more.
Okay. I still don't know what amount you want, what money you want back.
So I paid that.
Don't tell me what paid. Tell me how much money you think you are entitled from her. She's not paying your moving expenses. She's not paying your aggravation. You live there January, February, March, and April.
That's correct.
And I assume you paid rent.
Yes.
What money do you want back?
I paid for April's month rent and I got kicked out. She changed the lock on me on the 15th.
15th of?
April. And she locked us out. Because she locked us out, I had to hire a moving company.
Shouldn't have the boyfriend there.
Incorrect.
Shh. And you shouldn't be smoking weed in front of your 9-year-old.
I don't smoke weed in front of my 9-year-old.
$600. That's half a month's rent in April. Go. What else?
The security deposit that I paid.
I don't know how much it was.
I gave her the $3,000.
$600. Okay. Now, money owed for destroyed property, lost wages, and an emergency room bill. I'm interested in this assault that you said took place.
Yes. So she came home and she asked me, who is here on Wednesday? Mind you, Wednesday was her birthday. That's the day that her boyfriend let himself in. And I was like, why? What do you mean? She was like, well, I have stuff missing from my room. I'm like, okay, don't you have a lock on your door? She's like,
could you do me a favor? Could you try to say a sentence without the word like?
Yes. Sorry. And so she accused me of taking her Chanel moisturizers from her room. And I said, I did not take them. And she said, okay, if they end up in your belongings, give them back to me. And I asked her, are you trying to accuse me of this? And this is in front of her son. And she said, no, I'm not. Just if you find it in your stuff, just give it back to me. I'm like, I did not take your stuff. And that's where she just, out of the blue, it was like night and day, was like, she was cursing at me. And she was like, I am going to break your stuff. I'm going to, what? So she ended up grabbing my cell phone and she was running around with it. I was trying to grab it from her. She ended up throwing it against the wall and I was like, you're crazy. And then she grabbed my Bose speaker and then this thing is heavy. It's super heavy. And she was running around with it also. And then I was like, give that back to me. So I was trying to grab it from her and she just bashed me in the head with it. And she's trying to deny that as well. But I have evidence and everything.
I'd like to see it. You have a police report?
I just have an incident number. They said if I have questions, just call them. This is my after-visit summary.
May I see?
This is my...
None of that happened.
Medical records.
OK. Can I see the incident number? On what day did this happen?
I forget the date.
You mean, how could you
forget
the date?
It's on there.
I know it's on here. I'm asking you, what date did it happen on?
I think it was April 18th. It was on a Sunday. So the ambulance came, the sheriffs came. They asked me if I wanted to go with them. I said if I,
Why didn't they arrest her?
Because it was a
hearsay. They were lazy. None of that happened.
It did happen.
She assaulted me. I did grab her speaker.
Why didn't you file a police report if she assaulted you?
The cops were called. And it was a hearsay.
Just a second. Who called the police?
We both did and the neighbors did.
I called first. After I called, she left the scene and took off with her son. And then she called the cops.
I believe you.
Thank you. I mean, it shows on there the abrasion on my head, even my chest.
Ms. Olivo, you want to give me your version of what happened on April 8th?
There was things missing from my room. I searched for them for Wednesday, Thursday.
What thing was missing from your room? This is a day after your birthday.
Correct.
Your boyfriend had slept over.
He didn't sleep over.
Well, he came for your birthday?
He came over.
Yeah.
When she was not there. Sorry.
So, boyfriend came over. It didn't stay the night.
No.
Your son was home. Yes. There were a couple of things missing. What was missing from your room?
I had Lululemon pants missing and...
Lululemon pants.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Two Chanel moisturizers missing, brand new.
What else?
That was it. That
and?
I could see.
So tell me what happened.
Oh, and then I confronted about her on Sunday when I came home.
And home from where?
I was picking up my son from his dad's house.
Just a second. What was your son doing at his dad's house?
This was on Sunday.
I understand that. Your birthday was on Saturday.
Right.
And if your son was at his dad's house, did he sleep at his dad's house on Saturday?
I'm not sure if it was the weekend.
You understand what I'm saying to you? You really have to keep it all straight.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She left a fake notice on our door stating that we were getting evicted.
It was not fake.
And then you found out that it was just her evicting you.
Correct.
And I would have evicted you too.
And actually, she left my son and I homeless.
Well, go back to your mother and try to be nicer to her.
And later today.
But the insurance doesn't have anything to do with it, ma'am.
I proceeded to pull out. You can't pull
out. He struck my vehicle doing the high rate of speed that he's doing. I have a witness saying that he had pulled out.
No insurance and a stop sign. That's what stop signs are for.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Paula Lopez Olivo says her former roommate, Lisette Fajardo, owes for the return of rent and security deposit, moving expenses, and storage fees. Lisette is countersuing for an assault that resulted in destroyed property, lost wages, and an emergency room bill.
So you were picking your son up from his father's house where he had spent the weekend on a Sunday, and you're trying to tell me that your boyfriend did not stay over, let himself
in. Not on
in.
My birthday. My birthday was on a Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I thought that this incident happened after your birthday.
Well, everything went missing on my birthday. That's when I noticed. But I didn't confront her about it until Sunday because I wanted to look for it. I didn't want to accuse anyone of taking anything right away.
Go shh. Go ahead.
And I confronted her about it on Sunday. She said she didn't have it. She got really upset.
She said she didn't have it.
Right. She got really upset. And I told her it wasn't a big deal. She kept going. And I was like, it's not a big deal. It is what it is. It's not going to come up. But if it does, let me know. And she kept going. And I did. I grabbed her speaker. And I said, how about I hang on to this until my stuff comes up.
Incorrect.
And I shouldn't have done that. But I did. And I was walking towards my room. She just tried blocking me. And then she tried hitting me. She had trash in her hand. And it went everywhere. I didn't want to give her the speaker. We were kind of fighting over it, and she grabbed it. And
she was trying to retrieve her property.
Correct. And she screamed that I attacked her, and I was hitting her, and then the cops came. I didn't attack her. My son was right there.
You took her property.
She took mine.
No, you have no proof that she took your property.
I don't. And then after that, on Wednesday, I came home.
And she changed the locks.
No,
me too.
She didn't. She didn't change the locks. She left a fake notice on our door stating that we were getting evicted.
It was not fake.
And
I got it. I read your complaint. And then you found out that it was just her evicting you.
Correct.
And I would have evicted you too.
And she left my son and I homeless.
Yeah. Well, go back to your mother and try to be nicer to her. She owes you $600. You owe her $2,500 for the assault. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She's psycho. She's crazy. She attacked me.
I have no comment.
Yeah, we had many altercations, and this was just the cherry on top.
I have no comment.
She actually physically assaulted me with an object.
I have no comment.
Never do it again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stachowicz versus Stoffel. Step forward.
25-year-old Jordan Stachowicz is suing fellow motorist Troy Stoffel for causing an accident at a two-way stop. Troy is countersuing for his totaled car, medical costs, and lost wages.
Mr. Stoffel, would you go over to that sign over there? Point out your car. You're the one near the stop sign.
That's correct.
Point out the plaintiff's car. He had no stop sign.
That's correct.
Go back. When did the accident happen, sir?
June 12th, 2017.
What time of the day did this accident happen?
About 1:30 in the afternoon.
What kind of car were you driving?
1993 Chevy S10 pickup truck.
And you, sir?
2005 Dodge minivan.
Did you have insurance the day you were driving?
I did.
Did you?
I did not at the time. I thought I did.
Everybody always thinks that they have insurance, which is why you're here today. So let me explain something to you, Mr. Stoffel.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You don't drive a car without insurance.
That's irrelevant.
Not to me, it isn't. Maybe to you.
If he went to bed going so fast, he wouldn't even hit the van. Oh,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
He thinks that this is a cocktail hour.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jordan Stachowicz says fellow motorist Troy Stoffel caused an accident at a two-way stop.
So let me explain something to you, Mr. Stoffel. You had no insurance and you had a stop sign. That means it's your fault.
The insurance doesn't have anything to do at this point in time. Here's the cause of the accident.
No, the insurance has everything to do with it because you're not supposed to be driving a car without insurance.
I understand
that. And nobody says that they thought that they had insurance.
That's not the typical vehicle I drive. I was switching vehicles. The van didn't have insurance on it.
My wife thought I called. Yeah, you had no insurance. You had no right to be driving a car and you had a stop sign. Can I see pictures of the accident, please?
Absolutely.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Stoffel?
I'm
an office manager.
For whom?
A law office. I can't say.
You have the police report?
It's a crash report, but yes, I do have that.
I have a police report right here, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. And I'd like to see the one Mr. Stoffel has, too.
Okay, this is also the crash report.
Nice report. You have no insurance and you were at a stop sign. End of story.
But the insurance doesn't have anything to do with it, ma'am.
I proceeded
to pull out.
You can't pull
out. He struck my vehicle.
You can't pull out.
Doing the high rate of speed that he's doing. I have a witness saying that he had pulled out earlier down the road, driving recklessly.
Listen to me very carefully. His name is Chris.
That's correct.
You have no insurance and you had a stop sign.
I understand that.
And it's your fault.
It's my fault.
No insurance.
But yet alone.
No insurance.
Yet alone.
No insurance.
Driving, my witness saying that he was driving recklessly.
Listen to me. Not interested, Chris. Do you understand?
Can I say something?
11 convictions of speeding.
Listen, no insurance and a stop sign. That's what stop signs are for.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
No insurance and a stop sign. That's what stop signs are for.
I know what stop signs are for. But as I go to proceed out, due to his rate of speed based on the witness.
Okay. What kind of car were you driving?
A 93 Chevy S10.
Okay. We don't go back that far, do we?
I have the Blue Book value from the NADA Classics because it is considered to be a classic.
Listen to
pickup.
Me. Don't give me classic.
Okay.
I'm not giving you classic.
Okay.
Do you understand? How much did you pay for it and when?
I bought it back in 2014, and I paid $1,000 for it.
Just for my own information, were you going too fast?
No. No, I had only actually, I'd come out a block down the road, so I didn't have enough.
No, just a second.
He was flying.
Chris?
He was cruising.
Chris?
He was doing about 65 miles an hour in a 35.
Chris,
doesn't matter. You don't drive a car without insurance.
That's irrelevant.
Not to me, it isn't. Maybe to you. Not to me, it isn't.
If he went to bed going so fast, he wouldn't even hit the van.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
He thinks that this is a cocktail hour. Mm-hmm.
See that door?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the one.
So you're saying the fact that...
I'm saying judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $250. We're finished. Thank you.
Why is that excused when we step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
This house is built into the side of a mountain. We run over the roof of your house on a snowmobile.
There's nothing saying stay off this house.
Judge Judy.
The speed that he had was the cause of the accident?
Completely false. I only had a block to get going. I was doing maybe, you know, the speed limit's posted at 35. I was probably doing 30, 35.
This kid shouldn't be driving.
It's irrelevant. I don't know.
But the insurance is a whole separate issue. He was the cause of the accident with his speed.
I left to the hospital, so I don't know. I went by ambulance to the hospital.
It's done.